Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
One more time. Ted Kennedy is leaving a vacant Senate seat that he first filled back in 1962. And before that, his brother, John Kennedy, also was in office in that Senate seat. That was back in 1952. Now, several other Kennedys have been mentioned as possible successors, both Ted's wife, Vicky, and his nephew, Joe. So joining us to talk about what a Senate race might be like for either of them, should they decide to run, is Chris Lydon, longtime journalist and political observer in Massachusetts. Welcome back, Chris.
Nice to be here.
So, Chris, what is the public sentiment in Massachusetts right now surrounding Vicky and Joe?
I think you just heard it in Tom's voice there at the Kennedy Library. There's always been an air of grace about the Kennedy name and an air of forgiveness. I'm thinking of that first campaign of 1962 when Ted Kennedy was ridiculed by his Democratic opponent, Eddie McCormick, who said, you know, if your name were Edward Moore, your candidacy would be a joke. A few days later, Ted Kennedy in a factory, a mill worker said, Ted, they say you haven't worked a day in your life. And he said, you haven't missed a damn thing. And don't forget it. At Chappaquiddick, most particularly when Ted Kennedy fell as low and by his own doing as he ever did, it was the people who brought him up and brought him back. He didn't run a good campaign against Mitt Romney, but he came back. It is a beloved institution. It's a defining institution in Massachusetts, and I cannot believe that it's over.
But it is over, so we're looking at what happens next. How about another Kennedy stepping up? How much pressure do you feel that Boston, Massachusetts, is actually putting on the Kennedys to find somebody to step into that Senate seat?
Well, they don't have to look that far, Fanny. I mean, Joe Kennedy, Robert Kennedy's son, was a congressman before. He had his ups and downs, but he was an excellent, excellent public servant, ran hard, served well, could have been reelected forever, might very well have been elected governor of Massachusetts if he'd chosen to be.
Chris, on that point, let me just go back to 1997. It's a little time ago, but this is what Joe said about not running for governor.
I think it would have continued to focus on my family. I think it would have been continued to focus on very personal issues. And I don't believe that would have been good for my family, and I don't think it would have been good for the people of this state.
Chris, has he got the stamina to go for it this time around?
I who knows for me? I think I'd be guessing, but I think he does. I think he's a serious public servant. He's stayed in the realm of, you know, inexpensive oil for poor people. It's bred into the bone, I presume to say, and I can't believe that he or others will let it go.
Well, Christopher Lydon, you know, you've covered this a long, long time in Massachusetts. Let's talk about the bones of the Massachusetts voters. As Emily Rooney said on this program yesterday, there's always been a third of Massachusetts citizens who have been opposed to a Kennedy under any circumstances. Maybe this is a good moment for a pause, and there may be no statewide Kennedy in Massachusetts or in New England for 4 years, maybe even six.
It's perfectly possible. I was surprised that Joe Kennedy gave it up when he did in the House seat, which had also been in the family since 1946, or Tip O'Neill's family. Anything is possible, of course. It is. We're a regular, open, competitive state like anybody else. There are plenty of others who would take a run at it that they thought they had a shot, including Deval Patrick, the governor. I've always thought Barney Frank would love to be a United States senator.
That's interesting.
And there are plenty more.
That might be the choice, you know? Now that you mention it, that might be the one.
Barney.
Barney, yeah.
I think, you know, Barney was close. Barney has been steady on many, many issues. He has power in his own right in Washington now. I don't think anybody would feel there was a step down in intellect or energy or connection or purpose. On the other hand, the Kennedys are very, very protective of the magic of their own name and their own place. I remember when Ted Kennedy for whatever reasons, blocked Kevin White from the Democratic ticket as a vice presidential candidate when George McGovern really wanted him in 1972. This was before Tom Eagleton and Sergeant Shriver. The Kennedys look after the brand, shall we say, the franchise. It's an important asset at this point to them as well as to the state. So I can't imagine, John, it would go by default.
Chris, finally, just to wrap up with this conversation, how are you paying your respects to Senator Ted Kennedy? How are you remembering him?
Well, see my website. Chris, I mean, at radioopensource.org.
Right.
I wrote
Go,
my
baby.
Own piece.
I fell into that one.
Yeah, well, I like everybody else, I am having to come to terms with the fact that this was a most extraordinary character, and I didn't, you know, I covered him many times, and we've had our good times. He was always extraordinarily gracious. In the end, to me, he's the proof of Hemingway's line that a man can be destroyed without being defeated, just as he can be defeated without being destroyed.
That's Kennedy. A great way to end. Chris Lydon, he is a journalist and political observer in Massachusetts. Check out his website. Chris, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for setting me up.
So much for my speculation. Barney Frank has already said he will never be a senator.